Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Haya oseh b'te'enim lo yochal ba'anavim. If the worker was working with figs, he's not allowed to eat from the grapes of his employer. Ba'anavim lo yochal b'te'enim. If he was working with the grapes, he's not allowed to eat from his employer's figs. You're only allowed to eat from the produce that you're currently working with. Even if the farm, let's say, has both types of produce, figs and grapes, you're only allowed to eat with what you're currently working with at that moment. Aval monea et atzmo ad shemagia limkom hayafot ve'ochel. But the worker is allowed to hold back from eating until he goes to the better quality produce and eat from there, even though you're going to eat much more of the better fruits than you would have of the inferior fruits. You're allowed to wait and have your pick of the better fruits. Ve'kulan lo amru ela b'shat melacha. Everything we've said, where the Torah allows a worker to eat from his employer's produce, is only while they're actually working. Aval mishum hashev aveda le'be'alim amru po'alin ochlin b'halichatan me'omen le'omen. But even though we just said that they're only allowed to eat while they're actively working, Chachamim said that mishum hashev aveda le'be'alim, in order to save money for the employers who are suffering a loss if their workers are eating while they're working, that means a minute here, a minute there is going to go to the worker putting food in his mouth, the employer would rather that the employee have more time to eat and he could use his walking time when he's going from one place to another to eat. So when the worker is going from one row to the next, when he's finishing harvesting one row of plants or grapes and he's walking to the next row, or ubahaziratan minagat, or he's coming back from the wine press to harvest the next load of grapes, the Hachamim allowed that time as well. These times, there's no active labor going on. So on a technical level, the worker is not allowed to eat because he's not dealing with produce that's attached to the ground. But Hachamim said that this is more convenient for anybody, for everybody. The employer would rather the employee eat during this time, so that when he's actually working, he'll focus on work. Therefore, all these in-between times, walking from row to row, walking back from the wine press to get more grapes, they can grab a handful of grapes and eat it on the way back, all of that becomes permissible by the Hachamim. Ubahamor keshihi poreket. And the Torah tells us as well, lo tachzom shor bedishoy, not allowed to muzzle a donkey while it's working, or an ox while it's working. So what we'll learn from here is that prohibition against muzzling them is not only when it's actually threshing on the floor where it visibly could see the produce in front of it, but you're not even allowed to muzzle the animal when it's carrying food on its back. It can't see the food anymore, but it's still not allowed to prevent food, the animal, from eating the food till it fully has unloaded all of the food. Until then, you're not allowed to muzzle the animal, and you have to continuously allow it to eat from whatever it's working with.